This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, joining me right now for the first time of hopefully many times to come, the new head coach of Maryland men's basketball, Buzz Williams. Buzz has won everywhere he's been, Marquette, Virginia Tech, and most recently Texas A&M, 11 NCAA tournament trips in the 17 seasons he spent in Milwaukee, Blacksburg, College Station, four Sweet 16s, and Elite Eight. It's great to have you on the show. You've been here for a few months, and I know it's been tough getting settled, especially with having to remake the whole roster. I just mentioned the three places that you have spent the last 16 to 17 years living in with your family. How has it been so far adjusting to, you know, a much bigger market in the D.C. area?
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity to visit with you. Everything has been good. I think we've been here, well, I've been here a little over 100 days. And to your point, I think we were 6 years in Milwaukee, 5 years in Blacksburg, and 6 years in College Station. My wife and I got married towards the tail end of my career as an assistant. I started as a head coach at the University of New Orleans. So we've kind of lived all over the place. Our children were born. We have four children. They were all born at different stops along the way. It has been a long time since we've lived in a non-college town. And so it's been a good change of pace. Anytime there's transition in jobs, whether you're the head coach or assistant coach, there's a lot of moving parts as it relates to jobs and your staff and the spouses and the children and everything thus far. You never know because you haven't lived it yet, but I think we've tried to make sound decisions personally and sound decisions professionally. But as you mentioned, Kevin, it's all been happening at warp speed, and that's kind of what has happened, not just at Maryland. That happens everywhere now in college athletics within what the model has become. And so to some degree, when I was hired, it was somewhat later in the process than normal. And when there's zero players on the team, that's not a complaint. That was just a reality. And right. How do you make progress relative to not only making decisions for now, but trying to also position yourself as best you can with the future as it relates to the players that are available, whether that be freshmen, whether that be in the portal. And so our staff's done a really good job, in my opinion, of trying to make sure that we find the right people and the right families, but also the right talent. And so we've went at it as hard as we can, and we're thankful to be here. And not everybody has moved yet, but it's getting closer. And once summer session two ends, it'll take a couple of more weeks, but everybody's at different stages. Some of them are still in the hotels. Some of them are fully settled, and if you come to my house and you want to help unpack boxes, There's plenty to do.
One of the things that I remember from your introductory press conference a few months ago, and it was very funny, you were talking about one of your sons who was at, I think it was like East Texas Baptist State, and and you said, for those of you who don't know it, it's in Texas and it's in the eastern part of Texas.
he's reminded me of that. Many times.
Yeah.
That was a little bit of anxiety on my part. I apologize.
No, that was great.
I was a little tongue-tied on some of the things that I wanted to communicate, and his coach has mentioned that to me a few times, too. free plug. But, yeah, Mason is our youngest son, and he played there last year, and he's lived with us this summer, but we'll be going back. I'll have to move him back to Texas once we finish summer school here. So we tried to see if we could get him in the Division III transfer portal for non-monetary decisions, but for proximity to his mom and dad, and it didn't work. So we'll have to move him back to Texas in a couple of weeks.
Oh, okay. Well, what year is he?
He'll be a sophomore.
Okay.
Yes,
so
thanks for asking.
Yeah,
he'll be a sophomore.
So hopefully next year you find something much closer. But you mentioned the fact that, you know, you've been in college towns, you know, Blacksburg and College Station. You know, two coaches ago here, Mark Turgeon, he came from College Station to College Park, which was, you know, a massive change. He had been in places like Wichita and Jacksonville before. Have you had a chance to spend time with him or talk to him about the adjustment that he and his wife Ann had to make coming to D.C.?
Yeah, I've talked with Coach a couple of times. I've tried to be respectful to all of the coaches. Obviously, Coach Williams, Coach Drizel's family, Coach Wade. I've tried to, Coach Willard, I've tried to be respectful in honoring all of their work and time that they've given to the institution, while at the same time trying to do the things that I need to do. I have known Coach Turgeon specifically nearly my entire career. Obviously, he replaced Billy Gillespie. Right. I was an assistant for Billy Gillespie, and by the time Coach Turge got to College Station, I had already became a head coach, but a lot of the players that were on his team when he arrived were players that I had recruited or been a part of recruiting. And so I have known Coach Turge forever, and he and I have texted and spoken a few times. I haven't had a chance to see him in person since I have been here, but I have a long list of things to do on my phone, hopefully that I can knock some of those things off in August. And seeing Coach Turge is one of those things.
How much did you know about Maryland basketball and its tradition and history before taking the job?
Yeah, good question. Transparently, Kevin, I knew probably the top shelf part of it. Most of my career, I have studied coaches more than I have studied programs. I've studied coaches more than I have studied players. Just because I grew up wanting to be a coach and wanting to learn from excellent leaders in all sports, not just in basketball. And so I was more familiar with the coaches at Maryland than I was the program at Maryland. And I understand in some ways you could say that's interconnected. But I have learned more in the 100-plus days that I've been here about Maryland and the program and the support of the program, the importance of the program, and what it means within not only the campus community, but the community and the state and the region. And so I feel very honored and humbled to steward what has been an unbelievable history. I've been reading several books since I've been hired, a little bit on the program, a little bit on more of the former players and former coaches. So I'm more educated than I was the first day that I met you. And so I feel blessed to even be able to be in this office and be in this facility.
You have probably, as you said, over the 100 days, learned a lot more. Is there one thing more than any other thing that when you spend time with Maryland people, they've emphasized to you?
Yeah, good question. I think today is the 112th day.
Okay.
I think what's been emphasized the most is just what a home court advantage Xfinity is. And, you know, that happens at other places, and it sounds like it's very much a part of the Big Ten and the difficulty in winning on the road, maybe more so than other Power Four leagues. That's one of the things on my list that I will study some in August as we start studying some of the Big Ten teams and style of play and some of their rosters. I haven't heard one person that has evidence that has not mentioned, among many things, the one prevailing thought is the advantage of Xfinity, the support, the crowds, the students, the season ticket holders, the longtime season ticket holders, like how important it is and how consistent they are in their support and what a difficult place it is to win at. I mean, I've even had other Big Ten coaches tell me that, and I'm like, well, I appreciate you telling me. Obviously, I haven't been there for a game, so I didn't know, but everybody, that has for sure been a prevailing thought.
Yeah, I asked you that question because I thought that might be the thing, because I was weaned on Maryland basketball. You know, I grew up during the Lefty era. I was in Cole Fieldhouse. I was there as a student, and I've said for many, many years, in this city, there is no more electric atmosphere and more difficult environment than College Park for a big game. Now, you know, you may not feel it in November and December if a ranked team isn't in there, but for a big game, you know, the ACC coaches, the Big Ten coaches will tell you there wasn't a tougher place to play. I was actually trying to figure it out, and you already answered the question, but I realized that, you know, you got to Virginia Tech as Maryland had just moved to the Big Ten, so you never have at any stop coached against Maryland or coached in College Park.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
That's correct. There is some symmetry in some of what you're talking about. A couple of things. When I went to Virginia Tech, the Big East, current Big East, had only been in place for one season. So the year we went to the Elite Eight, which was my fifth year at Marquette, we won... co-shared the Big East regular season championship, and that was when, in essence, that was the last game of that version of the Big East. And then what the Big East became was my last year at Marquette, and that's when all of this was beginning. The right. First round of the shift was happening,
yeah.
As it relates to Maryland, as it relates to Notre Dame, multiple schools, in regards to the shift, and that was when the shift took place. Obviously, it didn't affect me going to the ACC, but my first Division I head coaching game was in the Black Coaches Association tournament, which was at the University of Maryland in 2006, November of 2006.
Okay.
And we played Vermont and Hampton, so I have never coached against
right.
or at the University of Maryland, but I have played on the University of Maryland's campus, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, in 2006, Xfinity was about 3 years old at that point.
Yeah, I think Coach Williams mentioned was it 2002-03 season, the first season
yeah.
of Xfinity?
Yeah, exactly. They won the national championship
right.
in the final year at Cole Fieldhouse in 2002, and then Xfinity opened the following year. So the fall, early December of 2002 into 2003. Exactly.
And so the last regular season game at Cole was in the March of 2002,
and
then
yeah.
later in that month they won the championship.
Yeah, yeah, they crushed Virginia in the final game ever played at Cole.
And won
the regular season, and they finished ranked second or third in the country. They were the one seed in the East, and they went on to win the national championship, beating Kansas in the semis and Indiana in the final. But that game against Virginia, the final game in Cole, was memorable. But about 2 weeks earlier, Coach, they had played Duke in a 1-3 matchup, I think. And it was part of that several-year period where Maryland and Duke may have been the best rivalry in the sport. And the building on that day at Cole, and Maryland won that game, it was insanity. And, as great as Xfinity is, and it's phenomenal, Cole was even better.
And that has been, sorry to interrupt you, has been something else of our generation, the generations ahead of us. That has been another prevailing thought about Cole Fieldhouse, so much so that this would have been early in my tenure when I was still living in the hotel. Coach Lashley's been an unbelievably kind onboarder in helping me with all of this. And a couple of times I had mentioned to him, hey, Coach, when nobody's around, can I just have an hour of your time here or there and just talk to me about Maryland, talk to me about the school, talk to me about football, talk just anything. And one of the times that we spent, he came and picked me up at the hotel, and this was like late at night, and he's like, hey, I'm going to take you on a tour. Nobody will see us.
Yeah.
And he took me
to Cole.
To Cole Fieldhouse.
Yeah, the football facility.
And I was like, oh, yeah, everybody's been telling me about this. What do they do with this now? And he's like, oh, this is our facility. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know. And, it's like 11 o'clock at night, and it's just Coach and I, and we pull up, and I was like, Coach, this is, cool. And, I'm old now, so a lot of things I don't say are cool anymore. Yeah. And I'm like, wow, this is like really unique that they have utilized and transformed Cole Fieldhouse into what it is now. It's at, like, past, present, and future, a lot of great stories and memories and experiences in that building.
Well, you know, right in the middle of campus, sat 14,500. There was no air conditioning, so it would get hot as hell in there. And it was an absolute, you know, snake pit to play in for opponents. And, you know, those were the ACC days and many ACC years in Xfinity but you would walk into that building and you would look down on the arena and there would be the Carolina baby blue uniforms going through layup lines and Maryland on the other end. Lefty really is the man responsible for making college basketball what it is in this area. I had the pleasure of being able to work with Coach Thompson at the radio station for many years. He hosted the show after mine, and Big John used to say, without Lefty, there would have been no Georgetown, because college basketball was nothing in this area until Lefty arrived in 1969 and said he was going to make it the UCLA of the East. But he turned Maryland into an absolute power in the 70s. And, Buzz, he had teams that would have been Final Four teams, but back then, you know, only one team per conference could go to the tournament.
Yeah, good point.
And, but, yeah, no, that building hosted Texas Western in Kentucky in the 66 final, which was the first time five black players started for a college basketball team. It was very historic, the place was. But, yes, now it's an incredible football facility for Coach Locks. All right, so you mentioned something already, but how much different has this year been for you in a new place versus your last few stops? Because no chance you ever came into a place and actually had to rebuild the roster from scratch.
Yes, sir. I try to handle all of this in the same way I would handle it publicly or privately and just speak the truth. None of it do I say in a complaining tone. None of it do I say in an arrogant or egotistical way. This is the fifth time I've taken a head coaching job, but it's the first time that I've taken a head coaching job in the era of the portal and NIL.
Right.
And the previous four times and this time, there is no comparison. The only comparison is, yeah, I have to move houses, move states, move my family. That part stays the same, but whether you're in football or basketball or baseball, it's a different job. It's a different industry. And everybody's trying to figure out, like, okay, how does this work and what's the appropriate way? And nobody necessarily has all the answers because this just happened. And so there's not a lot of data on, okay, what's the best way to go about it? And so, you know, like when the portal began, I didn't take another job. I was already in a job, and one of our thought processes was, well, let's get as many good players as we can from the portal who are the youngest best players so that they will have eligibility remaining. And then as it unfolded, hey, let's make sure we develop great relationships with the young men and their families, because maybe part of the niche we can create is once someone arrives, no matter where they arrive from or what age they are, we want them to stay, and we want to have a plan and a vision for their development that we all are on the same page, the staff, the kids, the players, the families, their coaches, their agents. Because if you're constantly turning over your roster, no matter how good the player or how good your plan is, if it's ever changing relative to the people, that's hard to build continuity. And over the last, since all of this has started, we had among the lower transfer rates in the country. Is that because we had the best players? No. The best coaches? No. But I think the vision and the plan was very similar. And so when you take a job, and you've never taken a job in this era of athletics, how do you want to do it? Do you want to sign all players from the portal? Do you want to sign all guys that are going into their senior year? Do you want to sign some freshmen? And so you never know, because it's all happening at warp speed. But we've just tried to maybe diversify as best we can, while not sacrificing the character and the work ethic and what we want our program to be about relative to the intangibles. And so where are we? I don't know. Do I think our decision-making matrix, we kind of went about it in a systematic way, even though it was happening really, really fast? I think we did. But there's no way for me to compare, hey, when you left Marquette and went to Virginia Tech, what was it like? And when you left Virginia Tech and went to Texas A&M, what was it like? Or when you left A&M and came to Maryland, what was it like? Well, it was different than all of them, not because anything is wrong and not because I'm complaining. It's just because that's what the industry has become.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, you saying the lowest transfer rates, I think one of the things we as Maryland fans and Maryland people have learned about you over the last couple of months is just how much your players loved playing for you and respected you. And we've seen a lot of those videos and highlights, and some of those players came from Texas A&M with you to Maryland. So, you know, given that you've got essentially 15 new players, I mean, Maryland's team last year, which made it to the Sweet 16, was a completely new team. But do you have a hunch at this point in late July about what you've put together and how it will play out on the floor when you get to November?
Sure. We probably handle the summers, Kevin, a little differently. But I would say that probably all coaches would say the same if asked that question. Maybe how you would utilize the 8 weeks you can work in the summer 10 years ago is different than how you would utilize the summer now. I think when you take a job and you have to put together an entire roster, I think then the summer changes even more. And I don't know if we've went about this the right way. Although we're in week 6 of 8, I kind of think that we have gained some traction. Number one, most importantly, in my opinion, is the relationship category. I want to spend some time with these guys. A lot of the things that players say about me, it's just because they're good people and they're covering up a lot of my deficiencies, to be kind. But I also think there is an element of my willingness to give my time to them to invest in their life. Yeah, every now and then we'll talk about dribbling better or trying to shoot a different ball, but more importantly, who they are as young men and who they're going to become. So I try to invest most of my time in the summer in getting to know who they are, what's important to them, what they like, what they don't like, how can I help them, what are their trigger points, and you can only do that through time. And so we utilized our first 3 weeks. We never practiced 5-on-5 whatsoever, just because I wanted to be in the gym. I wanted to sweat with them. I wanted to actually learn their game. I think part of our jobs as coaches is to put our teams in positions to be successful. And sometimes you can have a system and you always get the best players, and that's okay. I think for the path that I have been on, I think my job is to adjust how we coach based on our personnel. And so the first 3 weeks of June that we worked, it was a lot of skill work with one guy, occasionally with two. Every now and then we would do with three guys. Once every 2 weeks we would do it with fours, just to, hey, I want to learn who they are. I want to learn their pace. I want to learn their motor. I want to learn how they think. I want to learn how they listen. And then as we have kind of unfolded the month of July, a lot of it's just been discovery. Discovery on, hey, would this work relative to our roster? And so we call them OTAs, just like you hear in the NFL,
right.
Organized team activity. And we just take one portion of what we're thinking about doing on offense and really drill down on that. Clips on that, numbers on that, take notes on that. Show them film on that, and then do that, only that aspect on the floor. And if that fleshed out appropriately, go into OTA number two and build on it. If it didn't flesh out the right way, we go into OTA number two and try something else. And so we've had 6 offensive OTAs thus far. We're off on Wednesdays, which is why I'm doing this with you now. And then we start our first defensive OTA tomorrow. And so we'll start at ground zero tomorrow and what we do defensively. And there's a little bit of we're more convicted on what we want to do defensively because of not because of our personnel, but just because of how we want to play. But offensively, we're still trying to maybe connect some dots on, does this make sense relative to our roster? Should we expand that? Should we eliminate that? So those 6 OTAs, our guys were great. We made some progress. And then we're going to try to do the same thing as we start defensive OTAs tomorrow.
4 months away from home opener on a Friday night in College Park against Georgetown. I know you don't know a lot. I'm sure you've learned a lot about the history of the Maryland-Georgetown thing, but it looks like finally it's going to become more regular. And, you know, I asked that question not knowing if you would actually be able to, you know, have a hunch at this point. I would guess, correct me if I'm wrong, it probably takes until early in conference schedule to really know what you have, even in a normal year, right?
Yeah, I think again, I hope this is not clipped out and put on the internet where it comes across in the wrong sort of tone of voice or word usage. I think when you have a brand new team, every day is a brand new day.
Yeah, right.
And it's a brand new day whether it's the summer, it's a brand new day whether it's the fall, whether it's non-conference, whether it's conference. I think that I like and I'm getting better at knowing who our group is. And I think one of the things that we've tried to do at appropriate times is try to teach all of us, not just the players, teach everyone on the staff some of the history that you know about the program, that you know about the institution. I think part of what has made Maryland so great for so long from a sustainability standpoint is not just the care and not just the support, but if you talk to this player or this coach from 20 years ago or 10 years ago, there is a connection. And I think we, as all of us are brand new, we need to get involved in understanding the history. I just had lunch. I never eat lunch, and I just had lunch because I had a visitor.
Why don't you eat lunch? You just don't make time for it?
Yeah, yes, sir. I don't eat lunch. And so I had two people that I hadn't met that came to campus, and I had lunch with them. And they were telling me, and you probably know this, that this is the first time they believe in at least a decade that Georgetown and Maryland have played. Do you know if that's...
Yeah, that we played in 15 and we played in 16 as part of the Gavitt games. Mark and JT3 scheduled back-to-back years, which was great. And by the way, Maryland won both of those games. They won in College Park in 15 and then in an incredible comeback down like 9 with 2 minutes to go. A guy that was visiting with you the other day, Anthony Cowan, as a freshman, was incredible in the comeback. But yes, and this has been a desire of a lot of sports fans and, of course, college basketball fans in this area that Maryland and Georgetown play every year. There were a lot of reasons. There's a lot of history. Gary will be able to, as you know, Maryland's greatest coach ever, be able to catch you up on all of that history. But there was some bad blood, you know, during those years.
Yeah.
But it's great that it's resuming, and it'll become a top five, top 10 date on the sports calendar in the DMV every year if Maryland and Georgetown play.
It's interesting. Thanks for the knowledge there of the history. It's interesting that you would say all that. The guy that I met with, he goes, "Hey, Buzz," he used some different words, but you'll get the gist. He goes, "Buzz, now let me break this down for you." And I go, "Yes, sir." And we're talking about Maryland and Georgetown. And, of course, I know that we're playing here and all of that. But I didn't know there was a 10-year gap or 9 years now. And he goes, "Buzz, this is what it is. It's the Cowboys and Redskins on Thanksgiving Day. You know that, don't you?" And I go, "Yes, sir, I grew up on that."
Yeah.
I know they may not play on Thanksgiving Day, and I know they're not called the Redskins anymore, but yes, sir, I remember that. He goes, "That's what it'll be in here on that night at Xfinity." And I go, "Okay, I appreciate that. That helps me. That clues me in." So I have great respect for Coach Cooley. Obviously, we competed against each other and have known each other. I think actually we both became head coaches at the same exact time. And so when he got the job at Fairfield is when I got the job at New Orleans.
Right.
So that'll be great.
That was Buzz Williams with me. There was more to it, and he talked about being a big Cowboys fan, and we talked a little bit about that. You can catch that on my podcast from yesterday. I'll follow up on some of the things he said when we come back. Ben Standing, 10 minutes away from Ashburn. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and theteam980.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.